What's up? This is episode 4 of Star Trek Enterpods, where we're watching episode 5 of Star Trek Enterprise.
It's called Terra Nova.
Just like a show that I never saw.
Yeah.
Did you like that show?
Yeah. It was alright. Alright. Sci-fi.
Was it abandoning Earth and trying to find a new planet, and then they found one and it had dinosaurs? Or...
it's something like that.
Okay. It sounded cool. I wasn't convinced on the CGI on the,
Hey, come on, I'm Spielberg.
Yeah, I bet it's cool. I bet it's a great show.
Wasn't bad.
Spielberg knows dinosaurs.
Spielberg knows stuff. Anyway, this particular episode, Terra Nova... meaning what?
New Earth.
You'll see. Will it be a new Earth?
You don't look too close, you'd think it was Earth.
Breaking ground on the town hall.
Is that Captain Mitchell?
No. I think that's Mitchell. Are we there yet? 3 hours, 17 minutes to go, sir.
Travis has been digging through the archives.
There's tons of data here. Crew manifests... survey photos, weekly status reports. I was hoping to find something, a clue to what happened.
You'd be the first.
I've been fascinated by Terra Nova since I was a kid, sir. Always thought lost colonies affected boomers more than anyone else. Something about people who choose to live off-world.
Captain, do you think anyone's still there?
Yes. I'll let you know.
Yes.
In about 3 hours and 17 minutes.
There's someone still there.
That's a spoiler.
It's been a long...
got 40 minutes.
I know.
It would be really dumb if they got there and no one was there. Well, here's Terra Nova. No one's here.
What a beautiful place, right? Well, let's go. HMS Enterprise.
Yeah, well, this is all the Enterprises from the past. Boy, they went straight from the... oh, I see, this is mixed. You say they went from the Spirit of St. Louis to the Enterprise that goes to the space station. And like, oh, wait.
Yep.
That was a quick transition.
That was the order.
But it is. Look, Mars rover. Back to the... now there's some sort of space station that builds in space. There's the space plane. And there's Ephraim Cochran's warship.
Pew. Pew, 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 pew.
Pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
Terra Nova?
I'm surprised you've never heard of it.
I'm not familiar with the early years of human space exploration.
Really? Every school kid on Earth had to learn about the famous Vulcan expeditions.
Name one.
Got him.
History was never my best subject. It was called the Great Experiment. Could humans colonize deep space? They'd already built New Berlin on the moon, Utopia Planitia on Mars, even a few asteroid colonies, but all within our solar system. When they found an Earth-like planet less than 20 light years away, it was hard to resist. Took them, what, 9 years to get there? 9 years there, 9 years back. But they made it.
My grandfather remembered seeing their first transmissions when he was a kid.
What happened to them?
No one knows.
People have been trying to answer that question for a long time. No one's heard from Terra Nova in over 70 years. After the colony was built, relations with Earth became strained. The space agency figured nothing succeeds like success, so they decided to send another vessel. The colonists protested. They'd been there 5 years. This was their home. They didn't want another 200 people arriving. And the folks back on Earth argued that there weren't any other habitable planets within reach. But the colonists dug their heels in. There were a few angry messages sent back and forth, and one day...
no messages.
Nobody heard from them again.
Why didn't you send a vessel to find out what happened?
9 years there, 9 years back. It would have been a pretty long trip.
A Vulcan ship could have made the journey in far less time. Why didn't you ask them?
Well, asking favors of the Vulcans usually ends up carrying too high a price.
My experience with humans is limited, but I've come to learn that they're quite resourceful. Terra Nova may still be their captain.
Yep. They just said, eh. They were just ghosting him.
Straight to voicemail, sir.
No, but the colony appears to be intact. I'm also detecting low levels of surface radiation.
From what?
I can't tell.
Let's take a look. Closer.
Enhance. Enhance.
Looks like a ghost town. Can give us some answers. How bad is the radiation?
Less than 800 millirads. A few hours of exposure shouldn't pose a risk.
Well, trip take the bridge.
Should?
Travis?
Do they have rad suits? Do they have radiation suits?
They'll have a... If they had to, they could give them an inoculation of some sort to protect them.
Radiation. Oh no, tumbleweeds!
Ooh, so they have sage there.
Welcome, Matt.
How's it?
No sign of weapons fire. Only rust.
Whatever happened, I gotta believe they tried to let Earth know about it.
We've got the schematics for the communications tower.
Good. See if the data buffer's intact. We might be able to access their last transmission logs.
Aye, sir.
Help us.
Walk the perimeter, see what else you can find.
Judging by the isotope decays, the radiation level 70 years ago would have been lethal.
If that's what killed them, where are the bodies?
Maybe they left the planet before it could affect them.
That would have been difficult. That's a bulkhead. They designed their ship to be disassembled. That's how they built the colony.
Oh, cool.
And there's a one-way trip.
Like Mars is going to be at some point, right? Mm-hmm. They're still doing that, right? Send me to Mars. Send me to Mars. I'll play video games and stream from there. Hope the internet's good.
We're not alone, sir. There's someone in the forest. We're on our way.
Uh-oh. They retreated to the caves. Whoa.
Whoa. Clearly an indigenous person.
Alright.
Oh, there is a cave. Yeah.
It's always a cave.
I was right. There's always a cave in Star Trek.
Odd-looking scales. This leads to a network of caverns that extend for several hundred meters.
Whoa. Archer to Mayweather.
Go ahead, sir.
Get back to the shuttle and grab a pair of flashlights. Make it quick.
Yes, sir.
He was quick.
In the near past, they'll have cellular telephones that have flashlights on them.
Yes, yes, we would have had those. But you must remember that in the 22nd century, there was a war that basically devastated Earth. they had to almost start from scratch. But they were able to build a warp-capable ship. Best if I went
there first. You go.
There's always these little tiny cave things where you just have to shimmy through.
That's spelunking. 101.
Any vital signs?
Just rock people. Just rock people in here, sir. Drip, I don't want to hear that anymore.
Oh, see, that was a bio sign they missed.
Hmm.
That was a rock creature.
Yeah. Cave turtle. Differential. Oh boy.
I'm all right, sir.
Oh. Sound hurt. Oh.
He's been captured.
He said he was all right.
By the Terra Novas.
Like I thought.
Yep. Lord of the Flies now.
The human while they're shooting us.
Hey,
Archer in the bridge. What have you found?
We've got a pretty good picture of those caverns. And we've picked up 52 biosigns so far. All human.
Oh. The only one I'm interested in right now is Lieutenant Reed. We've got to get him out of there.
Have you found him?
Yes, sir. He's about 90 meters below the surface.
Transporter.
He's not responding to hails, Captain, but he's alive.
Teleporter.
Have Dr. Phlox join us in the Situation Room.
Aye, sir.
If these are the descendants of the original colonists, they've never seen other humans before. Maybe we looked as strange to them as they did to us.
12.6 kilometers worth of tunnels. Looks like they even dug a few wells. The geology's a little shaky. Some of these passageways have collapsed.
They may have been driven underground by the radiation.
Have you figured out what caused it?
Not yet.
What do they do for food?
Many species feed on underground fauna and flora, tubers, fungi, insects.
They also want some kind of burrowing animal. Where's Malcolm?
Right here, sir. There are two people with him.
Can we use the transporter?
He's too deep.
A section of this tunnel is collapsed. Yeah. It's empty. If we could get into it, we could clear the obstruction with phase pistols. We'd be less than 20 minutes from Lieutenant Reed.
What about these two? We have to assume they're armed.
A stun grenade would solve that problem.
I don't want to risk any more casualties. Despite how they look, they're still human. We've got to find some way to talk to them. They didn't seem too eager to talk. If I can't make first contact with other humans... Malcolm was shot. Grab your medical kit and meet me at the launch bay.
Right away, sir.
Captain.
Try to find out what irradiated the surface. You and Hoshi, get to work on that data buffer. I want to know if they tried to send any messages to Earth.
Do you think they know we've returned?
Hard not to hear a shuttle pod landing on your roof.
Hmm.
I just want to talk. I'm concerned about my officer. I'd like to see him.
Got a nice treat for you in this box here.
Position.
You're tracked from Earth on a skyship. It's called Enterprise. To what? Got the rest of us?
No. We're here to find out what happened to the colony. We came to help you.
No offense, I've had enough help from you.
We're not so easy to hunt as diggers. Go back to the Oversign and we'll seal your passage.
I told you, we're not here to hurt anybody.
Take that one and don't track back.
All right. But he won't be able to get through these tunnels on one leg. My doctor needs to treat him.
Get your healing wand out.
What makes you think we're here to hurt you?
Humans hurt novens.
Why do you think that?
They gutted us. Our families. Our before families.
It's a colonization story.
Poison rain. I was no taller than a digger, but I can still see back. We lived on the Overside, then the humans dropped the poison, burned our skin, gutted the grown ones. There was no place to go but here.
To the Underside.
Yeah.
Obviously no teachers were among those who went.
I think I know what you're talking about. The poison rain. It was some kind of radiation. I don't know what caused it, but I'm sure it wasn't humans.
Are you sure?
He can walk. More or less. I'll need to get him back to sickbay to remove the projectile.
I know this will be hard for you to accept, but you're the descendants of human beings. Your ancestors colonized this planet over 70 years ago. They came from Earth, just like I did. I don't know what happened.
But maybe.
Without TV,
we can work together
and
find out. He speaks in Shaeth. If that's your way of calling me a liar, give me a chance to prove what I'm saying. My skyship has tools that can help us find out what happened here.
No. Are you aware that your mother is sick? This is one of the tools the captain spoke of. She can tell me all kinds of things about the inside of your body. She has an illness that we call lung cancer. But it's easily cured.
Dr. Flogs can make her well. But she'd have to come back to our ship. This is Shea. They want to trap us on the overside to gut us.
How long of a day would it take?
Not long, a few hours at the most.
Hours?
She'd be back before the sun rises on the overside. Let us help you.
I don't have a rudimentary language. You'd think they'd have a...
This one stays.
He needs to be treated as well.
He'll be fine for a few hours.
Don't worry about me, sir. I was just getting used to the place.
I think Captain Archer is...
Probably best if you lead the way.
...is wrong about them being descended from humans. Because he's, like, so sure of himself. He's like, listen. This is gonna sound weird, but you are descendants of humans.
So what you're trying to say is they're dickers.
Yeah.
But she remembers the poison ring.
That's Enterprise.
Yeah.
It's a lot like the ship that brought the colonists to this planet. It was called the Conestoga. Maybe you were born on board. Or were you born after your parents got here?
My parents were no ones. They came from the Overside.
Is you. The inside of you, anyway. This picture will tell me what kind of treatment you'll require. Ah, interstitial tumors.
Skeleton.
The malignancy has spread to her lymphatic system. She'll need a series of cytolytic injections.
Injections?
A medicine. He's just going to give her some medicine. I'll need a few minutes to synthesize it. I've got some other pictures you might like to see.
This
is
baseball.
One of my crewmen found these in our database.
Hmm?
Oh.
They might help you remember what it was like living on the Overside before the poison rain.
It's human shale. A confusing our path.
You lose your tracks in this. I'm just trying to help you see how you got here.
All I see is digger filth.
Well, look again. Because whether you want to believe it or not, we're both human.
Bury your drawings.
Drawings.
Bury your drawings. Keep me posted.
That's what I say when I turn my laptop off. I'm gonna bury my drawings.
Yeah.
Captain Starlog supplemental. Subcommander T'Pol has discovered the remnants of an impact crater that could explain the radiation.
How far away is it?
About 500 kilometers north.
How deep?
It's been partially filled in by erosion over the years, but I'm reading impact fractures down to nearly 2,000 meters.
A comet or an asteroid?
An asteroid. A large one. The tectonic analysis puts the impact at approximately 70 years ago.
The poison rain.
The geology was comprised primarily of Parisium ore. The thermal shock would have created a radioactive cloud that probably covered the northern hemisphere for more than a year.
I spent all those years getting here. And for what?
To be gutted.
Nine-year trip. for 20 light years away. Meaning they were going faster than the speed of light.
Isn't it?
A little bit.
How is it a 34? Impressive body armor you're wearing. Did you make it yourself? Right.
Shale.
I don't suppose there's a lavatory on the premises, is there? I wouldn't mind freshening up a little. No.
Freshening up?
I don't think so.
Wonder how they get rid of waste.
They dig.
Is your belly hollow?
It all depends.
Is your belly hollow?
What's for dinner?
Armadillo poop.
Digger meat.
Looks a little, undercooked.
Humans are like damp moss. They rot on the underside.
Like chicken.
Not bad.
Your face betrays you. You speak shale.
Ooh.
Well, they made musical instruments out of the heads of diggers.
They weren't necessarily human, and maybe they just lived there before, and the humans who arrived accidentally drove them down. It's because this seems like a lot of culture to build in.
It was all kids.
70 years.
It was all kids.
Come in.
Where'd the adults go?
They would have
go?
Figured out the biological urges accidentally.
That's the last one anyone made, as far as we can tell.
Yeah.
It was still in the buffer.
It's Captain Mitchell.
No matter how angry Logan's threats may have seemed, there had to have been a way of dealing with this other than attacking us.
Huh?
Nearly half the adults are dead, including Dr. Tracy. And everyone else is getting sick, except for the younger children. If they have any chance of surviving, the least you could do is have the Vulcans send a ship for them. But for all I know, they were the ones you talked into attacking us. You wanted Terranova enough to do this? Well, it's yours now, but I doubt you'll be very pleased with what you find when you get here.
Mark Logan was the head of the opposition, the ones who were against the second wave of settlers. Supposedly, he threatened to fire at any ship that came into orbit.
The irony is that Captain Mitchell's message never reached Earth. The debris in the atmosphere was too dense.
Ooh.
So, for some reason, the young kids survive and begin living underground. Their last memories of their parents are hearing them blame humans for destroying the colony. The idea that humans are the enemy has been embedded in them for more than two generations. This isn't going to be easy.
Sick page, Watcher.
Again, 70 years is one generation, right?
Would you come
35.
See me, please?
What?
35. 35 is considered a generation.
Oh. So is Star Trek Next Generation 35 years after the original series?
Nice work.
But I found something quite troubling. Both she and her son are showing signs of microcellular decay in their endocrine systems. Their underground water supply has probably become contaminated. I don't have any medication to treat this. And it's only going to get worse.
We said we can help them. They're going to say it's just human shale.
We're bringing them to the surface, huh? DePaul says the soil and foliage is going to remain irradiated for at least another decade.
Oh.
They have to evacuate
them. We got to take them back to Earth.
How's she doing? She's as disagreeable as she was before it treated her. I remember the situation.
We are not leaving.
It's not safe for you anymore. When the asteroid hit, the fallout...
contain certain poisons. Humans under the age of 4 or 5 can usually build an immunity to them. That's why they survived.
For the last 2 or 3 generations, that immunity kept you all alive. But now the poisons have gotten into your water supply. As Captain Archer says, it is no longer safe.
You humans tried to gut our Gobi force when they lived on the Overside. Now you're trying to gut us.
Dr. Flux just saved your life. Perhaps you should give him the benefit of the doubt. After all, he's not human. Neither am I.
Yeah.
Rocks falling from the sky. Shale. It's all shale. Stick us back.
I went through about 200 to 300 photographs before I found this. Look familiar, Nadette?
It's the Overside. Before the poison rain.
And what about the people?
Humans.
What were humans doing in your colony before it was destroyed?
Ooh.
I think I can help answer that.
Logic problem.
You're sure none of these people look familiar?
Not even you as a little girl?
From the data we retrieved on this photograph, we're pretty sure this woman's name was Vera Fuller. Ring a bell?
It's the medicine they put in you. They're confusing your path. We need to leave.
Look closer.
It's her mommy. Oh, that's her.
Vera Fuller. What do you remember?
Shale! I'm trying to track you.
Vera had a daughter named Bernadette. She'd be about 75 now in Earth years.
Bernadette? You say this is me?
They're trying to make us leave the Underside. If we're not back before day, your crewmen will be gutted. Take us back.
To Earth. Regular Earth.
Nova.
Terra Ulda.
I should take one more thoracic scan.
Terra
contamination.
The launch bay. Sub-commander.
Terra Regular.
There are 58 human beings in those tunnels, and they're all going to die if we don't get them out of there. And what do they think? They think we're a bunch of hostile aliens trying to take their colony over.
Stun grenades.
What?
Commander Tucker's continued to enhance the sensor resolution of their tunnels.
Oh.
We could transport stun grenades to specific locations, detonate them, and use both shuttle pods to bring them back to the ship.
And then what? Put them in chains?
I'm sure Mr. Reed could devise appropriate restraints.
What the hell do you think this is, a slave ship? We can't relocate them by force.
The alternative was made quite clear by Dr. Flux.
We have to convince them that returning to Earth is the right thing. We can't take them by force.
Are you certain it is the right thing?
What are you talking about?
When you get them back to Earth, what will you do? Send them to school, teach them to read and write. Wear human clothing, eat human food. Teach them to live on the surface. Enjoy the sunshine.
You're damn straight. They're human beings. It's their birthright. It might take a little while, but they'll adapt. It's a hell of a lot better than dying down in those tunnels.
They've lived in those tunnels for 3 generations. You can't just pluck them up and bring them to a strange world and hope they'll learn to conform. You'd be destroying their identity, destroying the Novan culture.
They have a whole culture.
Yeah.
It's no different. Interfering in someone else's.
Get up here on the double and bring your maps with you.
Cloud reached to about here, 10 or 12 degrees north of the equator.
Southern hemisphere?
Unaffected by the asteroid.
Captain Archer?
They can just move them.
Go ahead, Doc.
The 2 Novans are in Shuttle Pod 1. Will you be escorting them back to the surface?
I'll be there in a couple of minutes. There's gotta be similar underground topography on one of these southern continents. Caves, caverns. Find them. Put that on a pad for me. Along
with those,
what do they call them? Diggers.
underground topography? I thought topography was only above ground.
Yeah, things happen after.
Your planet has three large destroyed islands.
Undography.
We call them continents. The climate is nearly identical to your overside. We don't know how similar the underside is, but my people are working on that now. The important thing is, the poison rain never fell there. You'd be safe. Your children would be safe. You could even spend time on the overside, if you wanted to.
If our tunnels are infected, we wouldn't want them so badly.
We don't. We only want to help you, make you healthy. Was that photograph of Vera Fuller and her daughter, Shale? Do you really believe that we created it to trick you? You're human. So am I. Humans help each other.
When we track back to the underside, we'll return your crew, man. Only if you promise to leave.
I bet the landing site locked in, Captain.
Promise, we will leave.
Would you at least talk to your people, tell them what I propose?
Heat this up. I'm gonna be looking at the screen the whole time.
That would just be the before time.
All thrusters are down.
Whoa. Fire them up again.
Whoa, no! Not one Enterprise. We've got an emergency.
The land collapsed.
Is it over?
Oh no.
Captain?
I think we're done dropping.
I think. Oh boy.
How far have we gone?
You're down about 8 meters. Looks like a couple of the abandoned tunnels gave way.
Hold it. Hold it. Hold on. Trip, if I open the port hatch, what am I gonna find?
Open it?
You're on the floor of a stable tunnel. It should be okay.
You're gonna have to build a rig to get this pod back on the surface.
Aye, sir.
Oh. Well, there's sunlight.
We're in the downslope passage. We need to pass the cutthroat to get to your crewman. Give me your pistol.
What are you talking about?
If you want to see your human alive, you'll give me your pistol.
Whoa. Tree on stun. Whoop. Oh. Oh.
left arm. Ooh. Yeah. Their uniforms on this show are so cool.
They're so user friendly.
It's a very starter uniform. It's like we're just astronauts. Oh, of the poisoned water. The one in the water? No, that guy?
I need you to give me my face.
Wasn't he in,
my gun!
What? She could go free your hostage?
So I can free this man. It's your turn to trust me.
It's done. Set to tree burn.
Yeah. Oh. That was some good water sound effect. It really felt like there was water all around.
Captain, I hold not badly, all things considered. I don't really wouldn't mind getting this bullet out of my leg.
Tell them what Archer said about the islands to the south.
They promised to leave. Let them go. We'll be fine here.
Huh? We're not fine. None of us is fine. We're rotting, all of us.
They promised to leave.
I've seen back. Vera Fuller was my mother. That girl in the picture was me. A human girl. Our goal before shared the same path. We should listen.
So what are they going to do?
They're going to move on their own.
Heard of Judge Crater?
Crater?
Disappeared in the early 20th century. How about Amelia Earhart?
No.
1937. Never found a trace of her. A lot of people spent years, decades.
They eventually did, right?
What happened to them?
Maybe we found
but
some.
Neither of those mysteries holds a candle to Terra Nova. And we solved it.
Did more than that. Those people were a year or two away from extinction. You can just find them. We saved their lives.
All these years, wondering about that colony. I never thought I'd become a part of their history.
Tell you what, Travis. Why don't you put together the report for Starfleet? If I'm not mistaken, it'll be headline news back home.
Ooh.
The Terra Nova puzzle, solved at last, as told by Ensign Travis Mayweather.
Thank you, sir.
To this point.
You're humans who live here and you clearly want to stay living here, so we'll just find a safer place for you than poison water.
And poison underside.
The underside. And the overside.
They
That's
have a
fun.
Rudimentary language, but I'm sure they have other parts of their language which we wouldn't understand.
Sure. And they've got all those skull instruments.
Mm-hmm. They've got a culture. That's what we were being introduced to. The fact that they have a culture that you just can't go in and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't simply transplant them. Because they won't thrive. They'd be like a fish out of water. They just wouldn't understand.
They would eventually adjust, but it's not their home. What I was thinking for another twist would be, like the Novans are down there, and then they have like in the caves a jail system for any real humans that they've found or that they kept from the before times.
Before Corona.
Before Corona. PC. Pre-Corona.
PC.
Pre-COVID. And then AC for after Corona.
Uh-huh. All right, then. Woo. That concludes this episode of Terra Nova.
Not of Terra Nova. That's a different show.
No, that was the episode of Enterprise Terra Nova.
I know. Thanks for listening to this Terra Nova podcast all about the show Terra Nova.
No, it was Enterprise, episode 5, Terra Nova.
Star Trek Enterpods, episode 4. Share this with people if you choose, if you want. And I think there's an option where people can tip.
Tip us.
Yeah, tip us. Tip the scales. The scales of justice. So, Enterprise. Wow! So the next Star Trek that's coming out, timeline-wise, that takes place when? After Picard? Or pre-Picard?
Okay, you're talking about the new one called Strange New Worlds?
Yeah.
It'll be pre-Kirk.
What?
Yes, pre-Kirk.
And number one's in it?
Well, number one is a lady. If you ever...
Oh, I thought you meant Riker was in it.
No, not that number one.
Oh, right. Rebecca Romijn. Formerly known as Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
Oh, did she get divorced?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
I didn't know that.
There was this whole bit on Conan that he used to do in the 90s when he would... He'd shake his fist in the air. Stamos! Because John Stamos was married to her.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure it's John Stamos.
Yeah, it's John Stamos.
Sound off in the comments below. Like and subscribe. But Strange New Worlds, that's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
And you said they already started writing it?
Oh yeah, it's already. I think they've already written the pilot. And I thought they'd shot it already, but I might be wrong there. But,
But Discovery Season 3 is still coming, right?
Yeah, not till 2021 now.
Woo!
It's too hard to do post-production from home, I guess.
I guess.
All right.
Well, everybody, I mean, keep checking this out. Share it with people. Check out, my other podcast, You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. It's 332 episodes in. A lot of interviews. What do you have anything to plug?
No plugging.
What?
No.
You don't have any upcoming projects?
No, I have an everyday project, so.
Hmm. Alright. Thanks, sir. Oh! Gravity.
Thanks for listening.
It's been a long road. Right? Road?
Getting there, here, there, some.
Getting here and there and everywhere.
No, it's not it, but yeah.
It was close.
A very maligned
theme open. Song. I bet there's a group out there that's like, I love the theme song.
There is.
If you're out there, let us know. Hit us up in the comments, like and subscribe.
All right.
All right, Star Trek Enterpods, Episode 4. Engage.
Hit it.